This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Associated Press correspondent Giovanna Del Orto says that the scene at the Sistine Chapel where the 133 Cardinals have begun is very secretive. It's a centuries-old ritual of electing a new pope.
There will be presumably one ballot tonight, and then if a decision is not reached tonight, there'll be two ballots in the morning and two ballots in the afternoon until they reach the necessary two-thirds majority, which is 89 votes at least for the next pope. How will we know? Because we will see smoke coming out of the chimney on top of the Sistine Chapel. It will either be black, and that means that no decision has been made, they will vote again, or it will be white, and that's when we will know that we have a pope.
And apparently the next pope is in this room. They expect the next pope to come from the 133 cardinals.
Even though it's not per se church law, most likely for the last centuries, they've chosen one of their own. So one of the cardinals that we see, that we will be watching, walking into the Sistine Chapel today, will most likely come out as pope.
Yeah, and it's not going to be the President of the United States. You know, he had that Photoshop picture of him dressed as the pope. It's not going to be him. And, you know, in a way, I thought it was kind of funny. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that you just really don't do if you're of sound mind and body. You just stay away from that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I did think it was mildly funny, and I'm a Catholic. I wasn't that offended by it. All right, so what does it look like on the inside?
The dean of the College of Cardinals, Giovanni Battista Re, celebrated the Mass, which is meant to pray for the 133 cardinals, to find the wisdom, counsel, and understanding to elect a worthy successor to Pope Francis. Wearing bright red vestments, the cardinals process down the central aisle of the Basilica as the Sistine Chapel's boys' choir sings. They take up their seats around the main altar, which lies above the traditional burial place of St. Peter, considered to be the first pope. Hailing from 70 countries, the cardinals will soon be sequestered from the outside world, their cell phones surrendered, and airways around the Vatican jammed to prevent them from all communications until they find a new leader for the 1.4 billion member Catholic Church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, the President of the United States and his officials haven't really been on the same page when it comes to trade talks with China, but now the talks are scheduled to take place in Switzerland.
About 2 weeks ago, President Trump said,
"We've been meeting with China."
But on trade, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a House hearing Tuesday,
"China, we have not engaged in negotiations with as of yet."
Now, both China and the U.S. have announced Bessent and China's vice premier will lead delegations to Switzerland this weekend for the first major talks between the two nations since President Trump sparked a trade war that now has U.S. tariffs against China at 145%. And Beijing's tariffs on U.S. imports at 125%. But the president predicted 2 weeks ago a fair deal would come.
Gonna be fair.
Are you talking to them actively now?
Actively. Everything's active. Everybody wants to be a part of what we're doing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Oh, yeah, China's ready to crumble. Yeah, they're going to crawfish out of this. China's scared. We'll see what happens. The White House is once again saying, oops, sorry, just kidding, about mass layoffs at key federal agencies, hoping that those fired workers do come back.
Letters went out Tuesday restoring some of the cuts at the CDC and FDA. Some at the World Trade Center Health Program received a letter saying that the notice of upcoming HHS reduction in force is hereby revoked. That program provides health care services to 9/11 first responders and survivors, and New York City lawmakers responded with fury to the cuts. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said earlier the 9/11 program was being merged into a new agency. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Wait a minute. So they go fire all these people behind the advice of Elon Musk and Doge. They fire all these people, and now they want them back? It sounds to me like there's no plan. It sounds like they don't really know what they're doing. Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 59 as Israel prepares to ramp up an offensive.
Officials from Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital say the strikes included one attack on a school sheltering hundreds of displaced Palestinians, which killed over 20 people, including 9 women and 3 children. It was the fifth time since the war began that this school had been struck. An early morning strike on another school turned shelter killed around 1,600, according to the hospital. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, accuses Israel of cruelty in its current Gaza campaign.
It would be absolutely catastrophic if they continue their current cruel military logic. Forcible transfer of civilian populations is an atrocity crime. It's a war crime under international law.
Egeland adds he has around 100 aid workers on the ground inside Gaza. They're telling him food has run out, bakeries have closed, and aid groups' water trucking capacities will come to a halt very soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, things are pretty rough in South Asia. Now, India and Pakistan both have nukes. That's why it's scary that they're escalating their attacks against each other.
India has fired missiles at Pakistan in what it said was retaliation for last month's massacre of Indian tourists. New Delhi resident Deepak Kapoor says India is justified in its attack.
I think it was about time. They really pushed it too much. So I fully support the government. And of course, we should be prepared for any consequences that follow.
Pakistan's military said the Indian missiles killed more than 24 people, including women and children, in Pakistan-administered Kashmir and the country's Punjab province. Defense editor of The Economist, Shashank Joshi, says Pakistan is likely to respond to the attack.
I would be surprised, let's put it this way, if we didn't see some kind of at least symbolic Pakistani retaliatory missile attack on Indian soil.
Already, it's the worst confrontation between rivals since 2019, when they came close to war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Yeah, it's really scary because they both have nukes, and that's a look at Scoot's news briefs.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.